I want to thank Sinn Féin for bringing forward this incredibly important motion on emergency mental health services. It's essential that we appreciate that this is a vital area that needs to be looked at. For those reasons, I strongly support this motion, and I support it requires that every Model 3 and Model 4 hospital to have a dedicated mental health emergency room separate from the emergency department. A dedicated mental health emergency room would be a game changer for the likes of Letterkenny Hospital. It would allow patients suffering from mental health illness to get immediate specialised care that is far too often delayed and inaccessible, in cases in Donegal, completely absent. It is devastating that in this day and age we still treat mental illness with the same less urgency and seriousness as physical illness, because of the consequences are just as real and detrimental. And left unaddressed, mental illness increases the risk of physical disease, isolation, homelessness and death. Minimising this does not reduce its impact. It allows preventable suffering and loss to continue going forward. Research tells us that 1 in 2 people in Ireland will directly or indirectly experience a mental health crisis at some point in their life. Investing in emergency mental health services makes sense, and it would have wide-ranging impacts. The Mental Health Commission have reported that every year an estimated 51,000 people access mental health services for the first time through a hospital emergency department. This shouldn't be the case. There should be a dedicated, fully staffed place where people experiencing mental health difficulties can go. Our emergency departments have been reduced, and unlike with significant investment, we haven't had anything in years, and Donegal is suffering. Donegal is facing a significant mental health crisis characterised by long waiting lists, rising demands and overstretched compound by the defective concrete crisis currently going on and the mental health crisis that is causing. I've raised Oisin Kinahan's research many times before, and I will continue to do this, Minister, because it continues to be relevant. Oisin's study, An Earthquake in Slow Motion, is a mental health impact on Ireland's defective concrete crisis, and has shown that rates of depression, anxiety, trauma-related disorders are all significantly higher amongst adults living with defective concrete in their homes and in the, compared to the general population of Ireland. More than a third of these surveyed out of 393 adults reported experiencing suicidal ideation and suicidal thoughts. Sadly, the research conducted on the children living in defective concrete homes has showed a similar trend, which is heartbreaking. And children being raised in defective concrete homes already experience profound lasting effects to their mental health and emotional well-being going forward. Many growing up marked with uncertainty, instability, chronic stress, which can be stifle their development and increase the risk of anxiety and depression and behavioural issues moving forward. You can imagine just how difficult it is for children with disabilities and special needs living in these circumstances. And the impact is not confined to childhood. Early exposure to prolonged stress is shown to impact long-term physical and mental health. The crisis is intergenerational. Pressures and trauma experienced by parents and caregivers directly influencing their children's sense of safety going forward. And it's having a profound effect on their mental health as they progress on their life and causing unprecedented levels of mental health illness in Donegal. Without timely, sustained intervention, a defective concrete crisis is a serious risk that these mental health difficulties will be carried forward and become generational, deepening inequality, placing further strain on already stretched services within Donegal. And for this reason, we urgently need to develop an integrated crisis response pathway for mental health in Donegal and with our emergency services and emergency departments, which is vital for moving forward. We have a significant rise in young people across Donegal seeking mental health support. And according to Jigsaw, 744 people in Donegal sought support between January and October last year, which is a massive 34% increase in the previous year. The defective concrete crisis is one of these effects, and it affects more than bricks and mortar. It affects marriages and families and children, and it severely impacts our elderly population who feel abandoned and who have contacted me and are in vulnerable situations and who are going towards the later stages of life and are in severe peril and depression. And the mental health, it has gone. They're basically just, they're broken. And I think that we need to address this, and we need to realise how serious this is. Minister, I know I've identified and I've been in contact with you in the past regarding the old convent in Carindunna, a recovery-focused crisis intervention sit-down facility. And I've contacted you about this, and we are in contact, and I know that there's a 7-day outreach service which will support those required to remain in their own home and integrate with their local community as planned. But as well as this, day services, more acute short-term services users, which will reduce the number of admissions to the Department of Psychiatry, and funding for a new crisis resolution team is needed. We need significant more mental health facilities in Donegal to deal with the issues that we're experiencing, and many more to come. So I ask you to prioritise this, and that you would inform us of a timeline indicating commencement and completion of the transition, and prioritise mental health facilities in the North West, because down the line this will be an absolute epidemic.